Now, this is a day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Now, this is a day. Yes, indeed. What are the things for me to do this day? Well, I am to smile. I am to think happy thoughts. I am to remember kindness. I am to forget the past. I am to live in the now. My, aren't those an interesting list of things to do? Well, think about it. If I smile every time I can, at every circumstance I am, if I smile and think joyous, happy, wonderful thoughts, what's going to happen to me? Well, I'm going to live in a very spectacular life. I'm going to live in a very harmonious life, and all around me, everything's going to be, the weather's going to smile, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, they're all going to smile at me. Everything is going to smile back because I smile. My smile is not only fetching, but it's catching. It's wonderful. How about you? Well, what is your smile? Is your smile a real smile, a genuine smile, a 18-karat smile, a beautiful smile? But it can be. It just depends on you. It just depends on how much you like yourself. And if you like yourself as much as I like myself, everywhere you look, you'll see happiness. Everywhere you look, you'll see happy people. Everywhere you look, you'll see people doing great and glorious things, people being happy and friendly and harmonious and good in every possible way. And you know, that's a great thing, isn't it? That's really a great thing. Now, think happy thoughts. Can you do that? Well, sometimes life comes at us with a pretty heavy blow, and it's hard for us to think happy thoughts in a moment like that. But that's the moment, more than any other moment in the entire life, to think happy thoughts. And as I think happy thoughts, happy experiences come into my awareness. As I think happy thoughts, I have happy people surrounding me. As I think happy thoughts, I enjoy happiness wherever I go. Whatever I do, happiness is mine to experience, to know, to enjoy, to wonder about, to delight in. It's all a matter of choice. I think happy thoughts and happy times come to my awareness. I think happy thoughts and I say, gee, I'd like to read something. So I pick up a book on humor. And hey, that's interesting. I pick up a book on science. And these are happy thoughts. They're telling about how great and new experiments are being conducted to bring about more peace on Earth and more happiness in the bodies and minds and hearts of people. What a lovely thing to think about. Well, they're all about me. They're in every news publication that I read, every magazine, or they're in every on the YouTube, and you know, wherever I look, there are happy things. Well, there are dumb things there too, and if I want them, I listen to them. If I don't want them, they don't even come up in my awareness. I just flash by them, as though they were not even there. And for me, they're not there. For me, only thinking happy thoughts with happy experiences are there. Can you remember the kindnesses that are done to you all of your life? When you were a little child, did anyone ever do something kind for you? Did anyone ever say something nice about you? Did everyone ever tell you that you were a special person? You were really supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? They had. But do you remember them? Oh, you don't even remember the tough things. You don't even remember when you broke your leg. You don't remember when you had a hurt, because those are things that are transient and past. They're the past, and they're back where they should be, long forgotten, never remembered anymore. Oh, but the happy thoughts, remembering from the past, isn't that nice? Well, maybe, maybe not. Why not remember the happy thoughts of today? Think about how many thoughts you had today that you've heard about, that you spoke with others about, that were happy thoughts. When you said to someone at the meal table, pass the milk, please, and they said, oh, sure, here, and big smile on their face like they're doing you something, the greatest thing in the world, and they were giving you their happiness. And you said to someone, hey, I'd like a couple of pickles, please, and so we have a lazy Susan on our table, and they just spin the Lazy Susan so that it stops right in front of me, and on it is a bowl of pickles and a bowl of relish and a bowl of all the things that go good on my hamburger, or they go good with my salad, or they go good with whatever I want. And I say, hey, I would like some carrots. And so, zippity-doo, around comes a bowl of carrots, all freshly cut with some celery and carrots and lettuce leaves and radishes and who knows what all is there. But, hey, I remember those kindnesses. And the more I remember those kindnesses, the more they happen spontaneously, wonderfully. People don't make mistakes in being spontaneous and being nice and being kind. That's something that is our choice. We create ourselves as being the heir of all the kind, happy thoughts in the entire world. And all the kind, happy thoughts in the entire world come to us in abundance. Things to do. Forget the past. Can you, can I, can we forget the past? Can we forget all of the things that happened in the past? Well, yes, we can. But, you know, our aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and mothers and whomever in our family, our fathers, they bring up the past. They say, I remember when you were in diapers. I remember when you did this. I remember when you had that. And we say, thanks a lot. And you have just won a beautiful award at school for being the top student of your class. And do they remember that? Oh, they don't want to remember that because they didn't get that. And they don't want to remember it because if they remember it, then they have to say, well, I didn't get it, but he did. I didn't get it, but she did. Wow, hey, you know. And you know, the more we can say, my brother, my sister were excellent in school. My brother and sister always got top grades. My brother and sister were super students. And then people might say, well, how about you? Oh, yeah, I'm a super student too. And what do we mean by being a super student? Do you mean that because you were getting C's or that you were getting B's, but you were not getting A's, and they were getting the A's, B's, and they were up on top? Well, hey, did you enjoy the class? Oh, yes. Did you enjoy the course? Yes. Did you like the teacher? Yes. Why didn't you get a top grade? I don't know. I just gave my best to the course, and I was taking a lot of other things at the time. I did have a lot of other activities. Sometimes we overload ourselves with the thought that we have too many other activities. But you ask a busy man to get a job done, and he's the one who can do it because he knows how to allocate his time. He knows how to handle himself. You do too. I do too. We should forget the past. Live in the now. We can live in the now. Do we do the correct thing now? Do we have the right thoughts now? Do we believe in ourselves now? Do we think that we're wonderful people now? Do we think this is a great life now? Do we think that we are beautiful beings right now? Well, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. And when we believe in ourselves now, we have great and wonderful experiences. It's when we consider the things to do today. We know that the things to do today are very wonderful, very beautiful, very positive, very exciting. And they're the kind of things that we want to do all the time. Because when we do exciting things, lovely things, living in the now, thinking everything that we do is, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I like me, I like me, I like me. I think this is a great and a wonderful world. Those kind of thoughts bring other thoughts just like it. And as they bring other thoughts just like it into my life is filled with peace and harmony, goodness, happiness, joy, and everything that is good. And I don't have to think of the past. I don't have to think of yesterday. I don't have to remember kindnesses. I can forget the past because it was filled with kindnesses. And I can live in the now. And as I live in the now, I find now to be an exciting, beautiful, dynamic, wonderful time that cannot be even told about in half of the wonderful way that it is. Because I like me. I like me. I like me. But you know, I love you. I love you. I love you.